So we had moved from the Julio-Claudian family to the Flavian family, and we had moved across a year of civil war in 69, and yet still the Augustan settlement held. Now, with the assassination of Domitian, we might suppose, all right, now surely trouble will come. And basically it did not. In fact, Rome now got perhaps the best set of five emperors in a row that the entire imperial period produced. History remembers them as the five good emperors. Nerva, who reigned from 96 to 98, a very short reign. Trajan, from 98 to 117. Hadrian, from 117 to 138. Antoninus Pius, from 138 to 161. And Marcus Aurelius, from 161 to 180. Now, I don't actually expect that anyone will remember those dates. I mention them only because, apart from the very short reign of Nerva, who died a peaceful death, you'll notice perhaps that the rest of these reigns were rather long. Lengthy reigns can produce, by themselves they may not, but they can produce stability and order. And that is certainly what happened in the Roman world of the second century. One long reign after another of one extremely competent, gifted ruler after another. Now, in a dynastic system, there is, of course, no guarantee that son will succeed to father or adopted heir will succeed to the person who adopted him and be successful. But in this particular instance, the Roman world was blessed with a succession of very successful rulers. This was also the final period of Roman expansion. Under Trajan, for example, the empire reached its greatest extent in territory. Trajan conquered, sort of went beyond the Danube in the northern Balkans and conquered the area which then was called Dacia. Today this is roughly Romania. All right? So this was the last expansion of the Roman world. You'll remember perhaps I said just a moment ago that during the first century AD, the Roman legions had gone into Britain. Now, that's worth pausing and reflecting on for just a second. Remember that the Romans went to war with the Carthaginians in 264 BC, and at the end of that war in 241, they annexed Sicily, Sardinia, and Corsica, the first territories outside Italy taken by the Romans. So formally, we can date that acquisition of territory to 241. The Roman Empire continued expanding until the very first years of the second century AD. In other words, this was an imperial system that continued to expand for some 350 years. So Roman conquest did not come all at one moment, and as we'll see in later lectures, it did not disappear all at one moment. So this was a regime that grew for a very long time. Now, anyone who has visited Rome and has been near the old Roman Forum may have seen Trajan's Column, this beautiful, very tall column, around which is carved in bas-relief a history of Trajan's Dacian campaigns, the last of these great campaigns waged by the Romans to expand the size of their empire. Now, of this world, of this Augustan principate, the incomparable historian Edward Gibbon, who wrote in the 18th century, we'll be occupied with Gibbon again in a later lecture. Gibbon wrote these words. He said, in the second century of the Christian era, the empire of Rome comprehended the fairest part of the earth and the most civilized portion of mankind. The frontiers of that extensive monarchy were guarded by ancient renown and disciplined valor. The gentle but powerful influence of laws and manners gradually cemented the union of the provinces. The peaceful inhabitants enjoyed and abused the advantages of wealth and luxury. The image of a free constitution was preserved with decent reverence. The Roman Senate appeared to possess the sovereign authority and devolved on the emperors all the executive power of government. During a happy period, AD 98 to 180, of more than 40 years, the public administration was conducted by the virtue and abilities of Nerva, Trajan, Hadrian, and the two Antonines. Well, historians do indeed refer to this period, from Augustus to Marcus Aurelius, as the Pax Romana, the Roman peace. Let's reflect a little bit on this Pax Romana. We may take our prompt from the late first century AD Roman historian Tacitus. We'll meet him a little bit more detail in our next lecture when we talk about the culture of the Augustan Principate. For now, let's just notice that he was the greatest historian of this period. And he made a couple of very critical points in his historical writings about this period that we have come to call the Pax Romana, though he had himself experienced and seen and wrote about only the first half of it, really.